The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." This is the gospel of our Lord. We confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. From John chapter 10, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's for our text. Of all the images of Jesus presented to us in the Bible, perhaps none is as dear to us as that of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Perhaps that's because we have a bit of a nostalgia as we remember with fondness learning, I am Jesus' little lamb. When we learned that song as children, times were better for us. We had a lot less worries and stress, cares and concerns than we do today because someone was taking care of us and providing what we needed. In addition, many Lutheran homes, schools, and churches have a picture of Jesus carrying or holding a lamb. And as we look at that picture, we are taught to think of ourselves as the lamb in Jesus' tender arms or across his shoulders. And this is good because in many ways, the Christian's relationship to Christ is like a sheep's relationship to his shepherd. It's an image that the Bible uses over and over again, perhaps more than any other image. And so we do well to consider, what is that relationship like? Well, to consider this image, we must think about what a shepherd is like and what sheep are like. And that will inform what our Christian life is like in relationship to our good shepherd. A shepherd is one who leads his sheep to good pasture where they can drink pure water and eat good grass and lie down in safety. He does this because he cares about his sheep. Like any farmer, he has an investment in them and he wants them to do well. But the shepherd has a challenge in this because sheep are not very strong or fast or have much in the way that is beneficial for self-defense. So without a shepherd, the sheep are constantly in danger because they cannot protect themselves. Their enemies will find them easy pickings, especially if the sheep should wander off, as they tend to do when left to themselves. So the sheep are dependent on others for the very basic necessities of life. They depend on their shepherd to lead them to green pastures and beside still waters. They depend on their shepherd to protect them and to keep them safe. And that's why God has always provided shepherds for his sheep. When the children of Israel were about to enter the promised land and Moses was about to die, Moses voiced his concern for the people. And he spoke to God saying, O Lord, you are the God who gives breath to all creatures. Please appoint a new man as leader for the community. Give them someone who will guide them wherever they go and will lead them into battle. So the community of the Lord will not be like sheep without a shepherd. And God replied to this prayer by appointing Joshua to be that shepherd for his people. Later in history, God took a shepherd of real sheep, David, and appointed him to become the shepherd over his flock, Israel. Yet David's reign would not begin for quite some time. Saul was still the king and caretaker of Israel. And after David single-handedly defeated Goliath, Saul became extremely jealous of the young shepherd turned warrior. David had to flee for his life, and he remained in exile for many years, constantly on the run from Saul, who was trying to kill him. And because Saul had become so selfish and concerned with his own glory, God said that Saul and his family would not continue as caretakers of God's chosen nation, Israel. And so when Saul and his sons had died or been killed, 2 Samuel tells us, then all the tribes of Israel went to David at Hebron and told him, we are your own flesh and blood. In the past, when Saul was our king, You were the one who really led the forces of Israel. And the Lord told you, you will be shepherd of my people Israel. You will be Israel's leader. So David became the shepherd over the flock of Israel. And in many ways, he was a good and faithful leader. And God blessed him abundantly and really expanded his wealth and kingdom. Though we know David certainly also had his share of failings and sins. Remember Bathsheba? Yet David repented and firmly trusted that God, as his shepherd, would show him goodness and mercy all the days of his life. Of course, it is David who writes the beautiful and beloved Psalm 23, probably towards the end of his life. And Bible scholars have noted that the psalm reads as if an older man was looking back over his life and thinking about all the lessons he has learned. The tone is calm and meditative, and it's like David remembers his days as a shepherd with nostalgia and love, and he recalls how God has always guided and protected him and how he has cared for all his needs, just as David himself used to care for his sheep. Yet after David came other shepherds of Israel, the kings, priests, and false prophets, who didn't do such a good job. In Ezekiel 34, God chastises the leaders of his people because they did not feed and care for the flock, but rather used and abused his sheep, the people, for their own advantage. Those false shepherds were nothing but hirelings. They didn't care at all for the sheep, but only for themselves. Rather than serve the flock, they thought the flock should serve them. How unlike Jesus, the good shepherd, who says of himself, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The false shepherds did not feed God's sheep with God's word. They did not speak the truth. They often spoke of peace when there was no peace. They often called what was good evil and what is evil good. They did not preach God's word, but their own word. And they often led the people astray to worship false gods. Furthermore, when danger came, they left the sheep to fend for themselves. They did not protect the sheep. They showed themselves not to be shepherds at all, but rather another predator. So these hirelings were as much a danger to the flock as were the wolves. Thus, Jesus also warns of this danger in his earthly ministry. "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." And this is a great danger, because a sheep isn't very bright, at least in the way that we tend to think of it. He doesn't have independent judgment. He is, by nature, a follower, and he'll follow just about anything, even right into danger. People are like sheep. If left to ourselves, we will follow just about anything into the most damaging of errors and sins. But like sheep, we don't know this by nature, because every person is not particularly bright when it comes to our real situation in this dangerous world. In fact, we are by nature very foolish, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2. And most of our folly consists in not recognizing our folly for what it is. We tend to just go along with the flow and follow others. It doesn't seem like folly, it seems right. Everyone's going this way and they seem happy enough in life, so I'll go that way too. But ultimately, following so many unfaithful shepherds, other sheep in the world, and many shiny worldly vices are leading us down the path to our destruction. As such was the situation of God's people in Israel generation after generation after generation. The hirelings did not water, feed, and protect God's poor, helpless flock. They were sheep without a shepherd, and the result was the people were easy prey for those who would do them harm and lead them astray. They wandered, and they were scattered and lost. And so God announced that for the sake of his sheep, he was firing those false shepherds. But God didn't leave it at just that. He was going to give them a good shepherd. Look again at what he says in our Old Testament reading through his faithful prophet, Ezekiel. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep. God promised that he himself would be the shepherd to his sheep that they needed. He himself would seek after those who were lost. He himself would feed his sheep. He himself would bind up the broken and the wounded. He himself would strengthen the sick. We so desperately need such a good shepherd, because we too are poor, helpless sheep who are constantly in danger from the wolfish devil, the hirelings of the world, and our own straying flesh. On our own, we are nothing and are doomed. But that's why God has always provided shepherds for his sheep. And we have a good shepherd. We have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior. What can the wolf do when our shepherd is near? Because Jesus is no hireling. When he sees the wolf coming, he doesn't run away. Quite the opposite. The good shepherd became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as we just observed in Holy Week into Easter. He assumed our human nature, a sinless human nature, and the Lamb sought out the devil. Jesus knew how this meeting with the wolf was going to go. Jesus plainly says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd who became the lamb was going to die in this conflict with the wolf. Yet he willingly laid down his life for the sheep so that they might live. Jesus took our place under God's wrath over sin so that we wouldn't have to. Jesus became the slain lamb who was the sacrifice for us, his sheep. Because in dying for the sheep, that's actually the victory. In his sacrificial death, Jesus saves us from sin, death, and hell, and brings us back into the care of his flock. And this is what St. Peter says in our epistle text. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The shepherd dies for sheep that love to wander. But in dying for the sheep and in raising himself up from the dead, he lives to shepherd them into heavenly pastures. This he does here in the fold of his church. Here he provides his sheep with everything that they need to be healthy and content and where they can lie down in safety. Here he gives them life-giving water of holy baptism, and he feeds them the good food of his own body and blood. And by his word, he guides them safely unto eternal life. By his word and sacraments, Jesus is our good shepherd, who cares for us like none other and leads us to eternal life. He does this because he cares about you, his sheep. He has an investment in you, and he wants you to do well. So keep listening to the voice of your good shepherd. Keep hearing the word of Christ. Flock to the green pastures and still waters where he cares for you in body and soul. Because that is the Christian life and relationship with our good shepherd, who laid down his life and took it up again so that we can be his sheep and live secure with him now and forever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, here in time and unto life everlasting. Amen.